Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 597. If you, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program to receive a copy. Please tell us whether you'd like to have a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. I've got a strong message again today. I've got letters, and I've got some music. But let's pray to the Lord about this program. Father, anoint this program. Let it be you and only you that is rebuking those that believe that people will walk on the streets of heaven, on streets of gold, even if they are steal other people's wives and if they're homosexuals. And Lord, let them realize from your word, because you are the word. You're the bread of life, and we're supposed to fill ourselves up with you, the word, the bread of life, because that tells us that homosexuals will absolutely not be walking on streets of gold, and people that are take other people's wives and flirt around with people on the church property or anywhere else with other men's wives, that they're not in heaven. It's your word does not contradict itself. Your word tells us that they shall not. All effeminate, all abusers of themselves, all fornicators, adulterers shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And so these people have their own doctrine. They don't have the love of your word, Father. And they just want to keep hyping themselves up with their own ideas and their own principles. But your word is God. Your word, Father, you fill us with yourself. The Lord, you feed us with yourself. You are the word. You are the bread of life. Your spirit is the only eternal living spirit in this universe, everywhere, anywhere. But it's a matter of, some people feel that you're abstract, but when we read your word constantly and we you feed us yourself by our reading your word, well, then we are able to look at you as though you're abstract. You're very real because you live in us and we live in you. There's so many people that judge with their own judgment, Lord, but you said for people not to judge with their own judgment. And they claim that I judge with my own judgment. But Father, I don't judge with my own judgment. I judge by your word. And that's why this world is being filled with your word, is because they know that it's your word when I'm preaching it. But these people that have taken on the spirit of Satan, they are absolutely turned over to a reprobate mind, and they're made to believe a lie. Lord, you actually, for people that have rejected your word, you the bread of life, you the spirit, the eternal spirit, that you have filled them, and you said you would, with a reprobate mind. That means a mind that is rejected by you. So, Father, I ask that this is made clear in this program today, or whatever it is that you want to say through me in this world today. Lord, let it be so. Lord, I pray it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now here I am to sing for you. I really believe the word. Amen. I believe this is a Joe Leahy arrangement, and our orchestra is playing background. It's just amazing how all these people that were unsaved came into our church because we were preaching into highways and hedges and on the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, and all these people were gloriously saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And then they backslid, and now some of them have gone on to be like homosexuals, and their daughters have and received their words rather than your words, Father. And they believe that even though they're homosexuals, that they're going to walk on the streets of gold in heaven. And that people that are reprobate, they just have reprobate minds, the rejected of God minds. You've forced them to do that, to believe a lie. And they believe it, Father, with all their heart and soul. And so I pray, Lord, that people will listen to you rather than to them. Father, in Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm just saying it again. Amen.
Amen.
I believe.
Flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come.
Praise the Lord. That was our choir and orchestra back when. Most of them have fallen away. They sound so fantastic and so angelic, and at that time they were. But now they believe that it's right to come against the house of God. They believe that God's word is not true, and that that's all right to go out and sin and bring accusations against the people of the Lord. But the Lord says that he's the bread of life, that he's the one that feeds us himself. God is not feeding me with these backsliders' words because their words are false, and they're full of false accusations. And Susie and I have always taught them that the ones that Satan can use the most are people that once used to be saved and were in churches. And he gets a hold of them, and they start joining the Antichrist, and they're more in the devil's hands than they ever were for the Lord. The Word of God, to those of us that study the Word, is not mysterious to us, but to those that are in the world, it is mysterious. I was of the world, And I didn't know how to get around at all in the spiritual realm. And you don't either if you don't read the Word. But because of the fact I've been studying the Word now for some almost 44 years, I know how to get around in the spiritual realm. And I know that there's a possibility that I could be arrested, because they did it before. Over 100 times I've been arrested for preaching the gospel. And they try to make it look like we had guns and people in bondage and all that. And all these people that are bringing accusations against us know very good and well that that wasn't true. The government is a liar. They are liars. And they even admit it when they're running for office. They say, this person, this senator is a big liar. And then the other one says, no, you're the liar and all this. And you're still voting for him. But it's a double standard that they use. They attack churches. And it's for sure there's a lot of people in churches today that are not really of the Lord. And we see that because they were at one time, but when there's a little bit of persecution comes, like the Vatican sent the militia up on our property and ran everybody off. They had guns as though we were dangerous. And that just threw a lot of people's souls. So that gives the enemy confidence to attack churches, because they know that most people are very fearful and unbelieving, and they won't make a stand. And the reason that things are so bad today as far as defending the gospel is because they haven't defended the gospel for years, and the government has been coming against the gospel. They said that there is a separation between church and state. But now they're saying, no, there's no constitution, so we'll just come in and raid churches, burn them up, kill them. And only if, somebody doesn't like that and they do the same thing to them, are they completely astounded, you know? And then they're made to be this filth of the earth. It is, the Word of God is abstract to those so far as the spiritual realm is concerned. Everything that they can't see seems intangible to them. But you want to know something? The Bible says that everything that you can see has been made of what people call intangible. Everything that you see in what everyone calls the real world was made by things that you can't see. Everything is made out of molecules and atoms. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so protons, whatever. Yet every tangible thing was made by him, the invisible one, and was made by that which is intangible and difficult for the people of this world to understand or apprehend. They cannot. They have to become spiritual in order to be able to receive the things of the Lord. And they have to stay spiritual, continue spiritually, or else you lose all direction of what to do and where to go. Like, for instance, they were in the church of these people, and they were taught that homosexuals, but not by my own teaching. They say that I'm teaching false doctrine. But you can easily see that I'm reading from the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
And the Bible is not false doctrine. We're not to judge anybody or anything, but we are to allow the Word of God to judge everything. Amen?
Amen.
The Word of God says homosexuals and wife stealers are not going to heaven. They're not. It's impossible for things to happen other than the way that the Lord says that things will happen, all right? He says in the same chapter that we are working on yesterday, or receiving, or feeding you all with yesterday, is verse 16 in chapter 8, by me, God said, princes rule. So if you think yourself a prince or a princess, and you're saying that homosexuals will go to heaven and wife stealers and people that are attacking the church of God and the Word of God, you're attacking God himself and his son Christ Jesus and the bread of life, and therefore you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. It doesn't make any difference whether, if you're not a homosexual and you're not a wife stealer, but yet you don't rule your life by the word of God, you're still going to hell. Because what you're doing is rejecting the bread of life, the spirit, the only spirit in this world of life that is able to get you from this world into the world that you call invisible, and it is invisible, but I've seen Christ in person. I mean, I've seen him appear right in front of me, so I know he exists. Some people say nobody's ever come back and seen, it tells us what heaven is like. I saw several different visions of heaven, and I've seen several of hell. And I can tell you about it, but, you know, if you don't want to receive from me because of what a bunch of reprobate people have been turned over to reprobate minds say, you must receive the Word of God. Read the Word of God. If you don't want to listen to me, read the Word of God and see if what I'm preaching is different from the Word of God. By me, God said, princes rule. But a prince is not a prince unless they're ruling by God. By God. Well, how do you know that? You say, it says, by me, by my word, by me, the bread of life, by me, the only spirit in the world that is able to get you from this world into the world to come in heaven, by me, princes reign. Now, there are princes on this earth that are not ruled or are not reigning by me, God. They're not ruling by God, but only the people that are ruling by God, he said, by me, true princes rule, and nobility, even all the judges of the earth. Well, if the Lord says, judge not, and he says, all the judges of the earth, he accounts those of us that are fed by the bread of life to do the judging, because he knows that we judge only by his word. Okay, so well, therefore, we are able to rule, and we are able to be called princes and kings, because by him we rule, and we become noble, we are all the judges of the earth. The Bible says that we are to judge all things by God's word. He said, judge not with your own judgment. Now, these people that are saying that you're going to get to heaven, even if you're a homosexual, a lesbian, that's their judgment. That isn't the judgment of the Lord. The Lord says, his judgment is that he turns those people over to a reprobate mind. He sends delusions to them because they hate the true word of God. Because the true word of God exalts the people of the Lord, and he calls those of us that are ruled by the word of God and that are judging you with his word, not mine. He calls us princes and kings, okay? So, and he calls us priests. Now, the version of priesthood that the Vatican has is not real priests. The priests, we don't have people come in and confess their sins to us, and we're not homosexuals and hypocrites that people come in to us and say, you know, Father, I've sinned, and all this kind of garbage, because you have to confess your sins to God and your faults one to another, okay? So they are judging with their own imaginations, and they're making up their own gospel, which is no gospel at all. But by God, he said, by me, princes rule. So, and the Bible also tells us that we who preach the gospel are the true rulers of this world. And so when people that are condoning homosexual, just because it's their father, or it's because somebody that is a wife stealer, or if somebody is homosexual, a lesbian, or somebody is a fornicator, or a adulterer, or an effeminate person, or a liar, and those that love to make up lies, these people are not going to heaven. Why? Because it says so in the Bible. So I'm not judging them. I'm telling you what God is the judge. And that's his judgment, that you're not going to heaven. And if you are not zealous to believe that way and continue in believing that way, there's no possibility that you can get into heaven. He says, verse 17, I love them that love me. Not your own thoughts or your own dad if he's a homosexual, or your own father, your dad if he is a wife stealer, or your own mother if she's a lesbian, or your own dad if he's a whoremonger, or he is a adulterer or a fornicator, whatever. That the Lord says is not going to enter heaven. If you believe that, well, then you're a reprobate. You've been turned over to a reprobate mind. And the Bible says for us to hate evil. And so you're evil. The things that you're saying and doing are evil. And therefore, God hates that. And he hates you if you cling to your own ideas or the homosexual doctrine of that they're going to be walking on streets of gold in the kingdom of heaven, and that people that have done these things, that left the church to do them, they refuse to live a contrite life. And they refuse to be brokenhearted. They want to watch filthy things on in the world, and they want to live out a filthy lifestyle. Well, in that case, everybody would be going to heaven, but the Bible says that hell will be enlarged, and few there will be that enter the kingdom of God. And he said those kind of people that judge that way will be cast into hell, and then after that, they shall be cast into the lake of fire with Satan and all those that follow him. The Lord says, I love them that love me. Well, who is me? He says, I am the Word. I am the bread of life. I am the bright and morning star. I am the one that is the good shepherd that leads you into the things that I say that are right. Because if you say the things that I say are right or false, then you're a filthy liar and God hates you. He hates your soul. He hates your spirit. And to prove it, he's going to cast your soul into the lake of fire. And you can scream out forever, but you're not going to get out of there. And if you say, I'm doing the same things that I say these people are doing, you're wrong. Okay? First of all, I'm legally blind. And at the age that I am right now, there's, you know, people that are around me have to be with me in order for me to get around. I don't drive. And there's always somebody with me, and they know that I'm not doing the things that you're accusing me of, okay? That's number one. I'm always around a lot of people, so they know I'm not doing those things. So the Lord says, those that love me, in other words, the Word of God, the bread of life, and those that seek me early shall find me. But why is it there's so many people that just want to make up their own Bible and make up their own rules and regulations and instead of the Lord? Because the Lord is the only one that can get you into heaven and keep you out of hell. So it doesn't make sense for you to have your own doctrine. You're exceedingly stupid to do that. Now verse 18 says that riches and honor are with me, not yourself or anybody else. What, do you run a tattoo shop or something? Is that riches? That's not riches. First of all, you're not supposed to put any markings on your body. If you did it ignorantly, the Lord will forgive you about it. But for sure, if you were once a Christian and you knew the Bible, you know better than to open up a tattoo shop and a head shop and be peddling drugs. We don't do what you do, all right? I don't do that. So riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches. And the right way, righteousness, the bread of life, the Holy Spirit. Verse 19, my fruit is better than gold. Yea, fine gold. Than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness. Not you who say that homosexuals are going to walk the streets of glory. You vile, filthy dreamers. It's not one homosexual, unrepentant homosexual that's going to be walking on the streets of glory, or unrepentant people that have been done any sin. I lead in the way of righteousness. This is God saying this. In the midst of the paths of judgment. I'm in the middle of the passages. These people are making up their own judgment. They say that God's going to let homosexuals, murderers, liars, those that hate the word of God, he's going to let them in the kingdom of heaven. If he would do something like that, I don't want to be there. The Lord says only righteous people will be there. Only people that go by his word, not by their own feelings. Homosexuals say they have these feelings, these foolish, stupid feelings. They operate by the lust of their flesh. All that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. They're always looking for love in all the wrong places. Homosexual bars. They love to be there because they're with their own people there. They love to take drugs because they choose. They love this present world rather than the world that God said is to come. And for that, they go to a world that is called the nether world. A world where everybody is screaming, chewing on their tongue, and grinding their teeth forever. Now, you people are not enduring the word of God today. Then you're going to, but you surely will endure the fires of the lake of fire forever. There's no possibility to get out. Now, this is not my judgment. I'm not making this up. This is in the Bible, okay, folks?
Amen.
So, I lead in the way, I, God, lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of his judgments, not yours, okay, or the Antichrist. The Antichrist is actually the lawless one. They don't believe in the law of God. They don't believe in his government. But yet they think that God has to do what they say. And whatever their judgment is, God has to do it. Well, let me tell you something. Don't say you never heard it before, because I know a bunch of you people that believe that way are listening to me. I know it because you call back and you say, you said this about this person and that person, and what I said about them was absolutely true. They say, you're doing the same thing that... No, I am not, you liar. You're lying about the Word of God. You're saying these people are walking on streets of gold. And they're not, okay? They're exactly where the Lord says they'll be, or that they are, and where they're going to be. And the people that continue on that way, you're eventually going to be there. But if you've been turned over to a reprobate mind, if you've been sent strong delusions from God, the Lord says, because you're a liar, he's made you to believe a lie. He has pounded this lie that you've concocted into your own head. So you're trying to destroy others, and you have, but you yourself are going to be destroyed. And you'll be in a lower part of hell than they. So I lead in the way of righteousness, the right way, in the midst of the paths of judgment, my judgment, not yours, that I may cause those that love me, the Word of God, the bread of life, the Holy Spirit, to inherit substance. Now, if you're broke and you're you don't have substance, and you're like an armed man, you want to kill those that preach the Word of God. You want to kill the Word of God. You want to, you'd love to kill God if you could. But nobody has ever fought God and won a battle. You can't run in the house from him. He'll run right in there with you. He's there before you get in there. God, there's no way that you can fight God and win. Nobody ever has. Every government in the world that has ever left the principles of God has fallen. Every single government. Rome fell because of that. And now it's the Roman government amplified today. And all the other false cults that have joined up with them. Now, if they're of the Lord, you know they're not, because they have all these hundreds of thousands of homosexuals in there, and they don't chasten them. How could the Pope chasten all those filthy priests when he himself is a homosexual? How could he? If he did, he would be a hypocrite. So he says, I know both, you know, or, you know, whatever he calls them. You know, we're hiding you. The Lord will forgive you, just like these reprobates that were in our church that know that I don't believe that way. Susie never believed that way, and the people that are in this church don't believe that way. We don't, okay? Amen. And so you're not inheriting substance. So he says that I may cause those that love me, the Word of God, the bread of life, the Holy Spirit, the eternal life, to inherit substance on this earth as well as in the kingdom of heaven, and I will fill their treasures. Now, I have made treasures. Do you have treasures? Do I? Yes, I do. Yes, I do have lots of treasures. I have treasures that are worth more than rubies and gold, yea, fine gold. I have the Word of God. Mm-hmm. That's the greatest treasure in the world, because there isn't any other treasure that's going to get me into the kingdom of heaven or you, but the true judgment and justice of God, the righteousness of Him. There's all kinds of people pounding their chests and saying, we're the righteousness of God. No, you're not, unless you are doing or allowing God in you, Christ with His Father by the Spirit, to do His thing in you, rather than you doing your thing and saying you're righteous. You're not righteous, you're unrighteous, you're a liar. And the Bible calls you a liar. God, but if you've been turned over to a reprobate mind, if you've been sent strong delusions by God, once God sends you strong delusions, or turns you over to a reprobate mind, a rejected mind of God, there's no way that you can even change it. Nobody can change it for you. I can't change it for you. I can preach the Word of God, but you reject every word that comes from God that I'm reading in the Bible here. All right, so you're going to inherit treasures. Examine yourself. Do you have treasures? Well, we're not judging righteousness by wealth by any means, because there's a lot of wealthy people that don't have the Lord. But those that do have the Lord, they'll have plenty enough to be able to get along in this world. Verse 22, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His works of old. Possessed me. Who's me? The Word of God, righteousness, Jesus, amen?
Amen?
I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. Okay, well, who could that be? That's the Word of God. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. And that's what this is saying right here, verse 23. I, the Word of God, was set up from everlasting, from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Judgment and justice and equity. I was from the beginning, or ever the world was, when there were no depths I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were set, settled, you know, God settled those mountains like jewels in the earth, just like a jeweler sets a jewel in a setting. Before the hills was, I brought forth. Verse 26, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. A lot of people are saying, you know, that the world is millions of years old. They're liars, okay? And they said, well, they have these machines that they can tell. This is worldly knowledge. Than by carbon and so on and so forth. Don't believe that. This is science, so-called science. But the Word of God, the true science is, here's true science, end quote. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. In the beginning it was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word, this is the first chapter of John, verse 1, and in the verse 14 states, and the Word, in other words, God, became flesh and dwelt among us, and did, he was no longer abstract anymore because he lived before thousands of people and did his thing. He healed everybody in town. He raised the dead. He opened blind eyes. He opened ears that were deaf and set loose tongues that were dumb. They couldn't speak. And he healed every manner of disease, including leprosy. And he heals to this very day every one of those diseases, including all the other infirmities that are upon the earth today. God is God. And with God, nothing is impossible. With the exception, he cannot lie. And that's one thing he can't do. And he cannot die. And he cannot fail. Now, do you think, well, you say, all things are possible, so maybe a homosexual could walk on the streets of gold in heaven? No, he cannot lie. He says they won't go to heaven. Wife stealers won't go to heaven. Liars and thieves won't go to heaven. Those that are not zeal, they're not going to heaven. And so he says that this is his judgment. And he says he cannot lie. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. His words are truth, not lies, like the people of this world are lying about him now. Okay, so when he prepared the heavens, I, Jesus, was there. The Word of God was there. I am the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. It says so in the all throughout the Word. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. I was by him, with him. As one brought up with him. I was with him in the beginning, and I'm with him today. And I'm with those that keep my word. And I was daily his delight. God delights in his own word, his own son. Rejoicing always before him. And those that are truly the sons of God that have received him as their personal savior, rejoice they don't sit in churches and they're really like they're dead, but they really in their heart are rejoicing, and therefore they don't have to be told to raise their hands or clap or to praise and thank the Lord. They just do that. I don't force people to do that in my church. Okay, everybody, clap your hands now. Or if somebody sings, clap your hands, and they clap, always would clap them if I did that too long. And it would be ridiculous. If they don't feel it, then I don't want them to be hypocrites and do things that they don't feel like. They don't feel the presence of the Lord in them because they're not seeking the Lord enough. And Jesus says, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. Well, Jesus said he was the Son of Man, but he didn't do the things that man did. He came in, he lived every type of human life, but he did the things that the Lord, the Father, his Father, and the Holy Spirit that were in him had him do. He said, the works that you see me do are not my own works, but my Father in me. And if you're of the Lord, you'll be not condoning homosexuality or wives, stealers or swappers or pornography or selling drugs or booze. Because the Bible says no drunkard shall enter the kingdom of heaven. You say, well, is it all right to have a little glass of wine or something? Right, the Lord drank a little wine in moderation, and that was where he performed his first recorded miracle, was at the wedding in Cana of Galilee, where he turned the water, carnal water, into wine. And so these are miraculous things that happen when you are keeping the commandments of the Lord. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children of this earth, of course, for blessed are they that keep my ways, not your filthy, degenerate ways. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now we have some letters. Where's the first one from, please?
From Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Okay, and what do they have to say?
It says, Pastor Lamo, I would like to take a moment to say thank you. A few years ago, I was privileged to have you anoint my son with oil and pray over him. You told me, quote, the Lord says that he's going to be fine, unquote. At that time, my son Corey was 3 and had multiple holes in his heart. He did not talk. His pinky fingers have no nail coverings on them, and he was extremely underweight, around 25 pounds. Before coming to the church, Will and I traveled often to Walter Reed Army Hospital to see a pediatric cardiologist and Bethesda Naval Clinic to have his hearing tested.
And that's documented. Okay, and then what?
However, all glory, honor, and praise goes to God. He showed me his power when he healed my son. This miracle has been written in my heart so that I can share it with others that God is truly the great physician. Hallelujah. Today, Corey is 12 years old, and every hole in his heart is completely closed. His fingers have not affected his handwriting, and not only does he talk, he sings very well, and he is around 60 pounds now in weight.
Right, see, because those that do the work of the Lord, the Word of God, that keep the Word of God, inherit substance and treasures. You know, most people, their children are their treasures. But first we have to treasure the Lord first, and then we are given all these things. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so then what?
It is only by the power of God through Jesus that Corey is a healthy boy today.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, and the Lord doesn't pour out this sort of thing in a church where the pastor is as bad as the people say, or not even one fraction as bad as the people say. A person that is praised for people and the people get healed, they are perfect in the Lord. It doesn't make any difference what somebody that's been turned over to a reprobate mind or have been given strong delusions say. You're to believe the Word of God, and these manifestations of the Lord that are happening constantly in my church, which is really the church of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so I wouldn't attack this church any longer if I were you. And this goes for not only these reprobates that have left the church, but it also goes to reprobates that are in the secular Antichrist government, even presidents like former President Clinton, who's finally saying, after all these reproofs that I've given him, we were wrong. We were wrong. That was the worst thing I ever did in my administration, is burn up those children, their mothers, and their dads at Waco. So he's wrong, okay? So he's forced to say that because it's obvious. You can look at this, these two tapes, videotapes that I have on my website, that you can see that the government is doing all the killing over there and of slaughtering those people. They wanted to do it to us. But this FBI agent checked me out, and he said, you're squeaky clean. There's nothing wrong with you, and I'm not going to do it. Well, when he didn't assassinate me like President Clinton, he said President Clinton said he should, they put his son in prison. I believe he's been there for over 10 years for nothing. Another trumped up thing, and they sent me to prison on a 6 years. I served 4 of those years and a half here in the halfway house on a trumped up charge of like a IRS charge. It's so hard to cope with the unrighteousness today, but with Christ we're able to do all things. We can cope. Amen?
Amen?
The way I made it is I did it 1 hour at a time. I figured if I can make it that hour, I can go for the day. And I would go through the day, and that means I can go for another day. That's what we're supposed to do, is serve the Lord one day at a time. And then I did another day at a time. Some one of these reprobates says, you're saying that they're in hell and all this because they didn't serve the Lord. What about your own wife, Susie? She died of cancer. Haven't you heard me say that I told her that she was going to die if she didn't continue on in the Lord?
Amen.
Yes. That's right. She did die of cancer. And so are you going to die of some dreaded disease. Because you knew that Susie was right until there was reprobates like you in the church that caused her to become despondent. But the Bible says that when Susie saw the vision of us getting married, she told the Lord, no, he's too young, Lord. I was just saved for about 3 months. And the Lord answered her back, yes, but he's strong. Strong. Strong in faith. Okay? And so she didn't continue to the end, so he took her out. And those of you that have left the Lord completely, what do you think he's going to do to you? Okay, then what?
Thank you also for the beautiful cake, ice cream, and presents that were given to him on his birthday. He had a wonderful party. Again, many thanks to you, Pastor Alamo, and the members of the Alamo Christian Ministry. Sincerely, Kateri Wilshire.
Okay, and then you have another letter?
Yes, from Kampala, Uganda.
Okay.
Dear sponsor, thanks a lot for the radio program. I would love to let you know that since I started listening to you, God has done a lot of changes in my life. I was totally destroyed by sin, not having any respect from my local community. But now I am now a useful person. I can also help others to understand the love Jesus have for all those who hate sin, who love not to commit a single sin. Praise God that you are able to strengthen me. God bless you. Yours faithfully, T. Philippe from Kampala, Uganda, Africa.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, the Bible tells us that if we want to get into heaven, we have to become spiritual. Our spirit has to be raised from... all the spirits of people in the world are dead until we accept that God is the judge and whatever he says in his word is right. And so therefore you have to become spiritual. Spiritual means you have to follow the word of God, which the Bible says, Jesus said, the word is that he speaks is spiritual. And it is life. And so if you reject life, well, then you did that yourself. It isn't God. You rejected life so much that now God has rejected you. And he's turned you over to a reprobate mind and has given you visions of delusion. You're deluded. And he says he does that because he wants to burn you to a crisp. So these people that I've been talking about lately, well, I know that one of them, I mentioned Mike Borick, is there. You don't do what he does and get there. And if people say, I did the same thing, you're a liar. I never did. Mm-hmm. And we have to stay spiritual. You have to stay spiritual. Now, you're judging me with your own judgment. But remember what I said about the laws of marriage and the laws of everything that the Lord says. We have to keep those laws. But the words are substantial, and his words are concrete. They're like steel. It is the Holy Spirit that gives life, not your reprobate spirit, your reprobate mind. And today, the Holy Spirit is embodied in the Word of God. The Holy Spirit today is consolidated into the Word of God, the living Word of God. Words in Greek, in John 6:63, is not logos, but rhema, the instant living. See, we are instantly made alive when we accept. We say, Lord, we're going to accept you. But if you're lying and say, we're going to continue on, we're going to accept you, and we're going to continue on in you, he'll turn you over to a reprobate mind too. And he'll turn you over to delusions. You can't lie to the Lord. We see what happened when Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Lord. They dropped dead almost immediately. So, rhema, that's not logos. The instant living, the instant living, present, up-to-date Word of God. It's the up-to-date Word of God and the Word of God forever and ever. Now, the Word of God says if you pray to Him and ask Him to be saved, He will save you right away. Now, the Lord's Word is His bond. Say this prayer so that you can be saved. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe, in other words, He's the Word of the living God also, the Holy Spirit. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart and I invite you, Jesus, Holy Father, and Holy Spirit, into my heart. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know now, because you said so, and you can't lie, I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my only soul, my eternal soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell everyone how they can receive a copy of program number 597. It's free.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another powerful message in the Lord. Actually, they're powerful because it's the Word of God.
Amen.
And the Word of God is spirit, and it is immediate life for you. If you continue on, He will continue on with you. Now, this is... right now, this is me singing with our orchestra, our original orchestra and choir. His name is Wonderful.
His name is Wonderful. His name is Wonderful. His name is Wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King. Master of everything. His name is Wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd. His name.